This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and that was my dear friend Elaine Silver. Elaine is going to be a part of our August 26th retreat that we're having in Washington, New Jersey. So if you people want to come and learn about ascension and how to improve your vibration and raise your life to a great quality, just let me know. You know, we've just been through the month of June, and some of you may have some difficult times surrendering to the difficulties that you've encountered throughout life. I have tonight a very wonderful person. His name is Mark Dodich, and he's a famed astrologer, and we're going to talk to you about the coming energies of the summer and what we've all just been through. But I ask you to remember that as you accept with patience and surrender to the difficulties throughout life on a daily basis, so you will find flowing through you a light or life force which will remove all anxiety and pain, making each day a new experience. This light comes to each one of us gently, slowly, as we open ourselves from within to the gifts of spirit. Occasionally, you're going to be becoming aware of a glow within your heart or of a light feeling, and then you will become aware of the harmony which is shaping your life right now through the power of the divine. It always comes through the power of the divine. And now I'd like to introduce Mark Dodich. Good evening, Mark.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm always loving to have you on the air with us because you give us so much wonderful information. You know what I'd like you to talk about first, Mark? I want you to tell us how you got into astrology.
Well, I'll give you the short story because the long story would go on too long. But the funny part of it was that in college, some women that I knew, girls, I guess we would call them in those days, we're learning astrology, and so I thought, well, you know, to get closer to these girls, I'm going to have to learn astrology, too.
Oh,
so
boy.
I learned it from a young male hormonal kind of a perspective. In other words, my intent was perhaps mixed, and out of it, the astrology stuck and the women left.
Oh, so, well, of course, you know, isn't that always the way?
It was the, you know, the universe always has a way of doing the carrot and the stick to get you where you need to be. And for me in those days, it was pretty girls.
That's a strict trickster trick.
It was definitely, coyote was involved, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So then what did you do? How did you develop from there?
Well, I did what all people in my age group did, was we graduated from college and got a job in the real world to pay off all our college loans. And on the side, I actually started doing tarot and astrology readings at, like, weekend fairs. So I had my, as my mother would call it, my real job during the week in the industrial sales world. And then on weekends and evenings, I was just doing it as a part-time hobby. And this was way back in 1980 is when I actually started doing it as what we'll call a part-time professional. And even so, the corporate world fell away, and back in 1995, I decided I just couldn't live in the, shall we call it, the corporate sales world anymore.
I was
the same way. You know, while searching for what I was going to do, because I still didn't think it was astrology at the time, because who in their right mind is a full-time astrologer? And
nobody in this vibration, nobody on this planet, right?
Yep. So here I was searching for anything else to do. I was going to start an import-export business, or I had a bunch of ideas. And I thought, well, while I'm searching for the thing for me to do, I'll just take my part-time astrology practice and crank it up a notch. And I was collecting unemployment at the time because I'd gotten laid off of a job. And so it was all fairly safe. And all of those other things that I tried to do kept falling by the wayside. And the astrology, I'd quit these little part-time jobs, and the phone would start ringing for readings.
There and you go. That's the universe supporting you.
Yep. And but I will tell you, to leave a safe, secure corporate job, even though I know those weren't really safe and secure in hindsight, you still have to reprogram yourself.
A lot. I did it too, you know. You did it in 1980. I did it in 1985. But that's how I put my son through college, reading on the weekends.
Yep. So, you know, for me, my experience is that which is true and real in a person will keep nagging you until you do something about it. And in my case, it was astrology, because here I've been an astrologer since, at least on a hobby level, since the early 1970s. I've been doing it at least on a part-time professional level since 1980. And, of course, I just celebrated 16 years as this being my full-time what I do.
I know, but you do much more than astrology, Mark. You're also a healer. I know that because we both studied with Frank Alper in Arizona, and that's how we met. But tell us more, a lot about how you bring comfort to people and healing to people.
Well, number one, I don't know if in life it's so much what you do, but being who you are, that's really the important piece. Because I always get hung up and I should do more. And you're right, I do. I've got all kinds of healing classes and skills. I've got astrology and numerology and all this stuff. But I think the core of it is, number one, you just need to be sincere and work from a heart place. I have learned incredible lessons in no judging. Because I don't care what a client brings to you, whether it's they're bringing some good opportunity or whether it's, oh God, another one who wants to fall in love again, who has been through repeating bad patterns of relationships, and part of your eyes roll back in your head, and part of you said, well, this is a major soul lesson for this person. Step out of your personal judgment and help this person see clearly. And I think more than anything, what I do is perhaps help a person find their own clarity, because I am certainly not one of those consultants who tell you what you should do. I like to provide options, because I'm of the free will side of the free will versus fate argument.
And I call that being free or being, it's a Uranus personality. And I have a little bit of trouble sometimes when I'm giving readings. I had somebody come this week who was admitting that she committed a crime which she didn't commit because she was afraid of spending too much money on lawyers.
Right.
And it was going to cost her big time. It was going to cost her her job and put a record on her name. And I really had to prepare myself to work with her. It was very difficult.
Yeah, and I believe that on some level, when we can get clear and we can get out of our own, I call it the mouse on the wheel inside our head, that our inner spirit knows the right answer of what to do. And so when I'm working with a person, I want to honor that spirit within them, that they know what the right answer is to do, and that, my job is to just help them bring it out.
But when they're so covered over with fear, it's really hard, because they go into the fear before sometimes they'll listen. Don't you find that to be true?
And I'll agree. Sometimes with some of those people who are just in such a stuck place, you maybe need to be a little bit more aggressive in helping them with their choices, shall we say, until they can get clear enough that they can, have whatever it is that's thrown off of them, so that they're not carrying weight that's not theirs.
It's very difficult. I call it going full collie.
Yeah.
So how did you begin your public work? From the weekend readings?
Well, there was that, of course. And then I had done a lot of classes on smaller levels, like in somebody's house or things like that. Mm-hmm. But the story I'll tell you that really started me out into the public path, which was, in my early days, having left the corporate world, I went through my my savings. I cashed in my 401k. I bet the farm to make this work, okay? It was like a shamanic death kind of experience. Had to get rid of everything to restart. And I was having an argument with God in the mirror one day, and I, I yelled at God, "God, what are you doing? You're crazy.
Good for you.
Anyways, I was off in my little hissy fit, And I said, I cannot afford to keep doing this advertising in various magazines and publications. There's just no more money, and I was living on credit cards. And I says, I am not going to do, I cannot do this anymore. You need to provide me with a way for this to work. 30 seconds later, and I'm not exaggerating, 30 seconds later, the phone rang from our local TV station. It was like the Good Morning Portland kind of a show, and asked me to come on to their show. Now, television is just totally makes me insecure. I don't like it, don't feel good on it, and yet,
after
I had an argument with God, 30 seconds later, the phone rings. How could I say no? How could I say no?
You couldn't.
So I went on to the program, and, you know, just the little 15-minute spot like they do on those morning TV shows. And by the time I got home, there was like 15 messages in like a 30-minute period. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, look at the universe showing me that this is going to work. And so
That's great.
I still don't go out looking for TV, for example, or radio for that matter. Thank you for inviting me. But the way I look at it is if they invite me, then that must be an order.
You know, that's true. And I took one of my teachers to teach me that it you don't have to go after it because it will come to you when it's time. It comes to you, Mark, when you do the work and you have the website and you do the communications with people, then word of mouth brings you out to however wide you want to go. And that's really true. Because when you seek it, it's not going to say yes. It's not going to say, oh, we'll have you on the air. Well, we're busy this week. We'll get back to you. You know, one of those, if it's not right.
And I'm not knocking the people out there who have publicity agents and who are doing the big time thing, but I can only say that perhaps that's in their truth, but it's definitely not in mine. I'm a little more down home, you know. I mean, I live in Oregon, we're down home out here.
But we both are, because I've never really looked for it either. I love having this show, Let's Find Out, because it was time. And it was time for people to put into action the law of love. And they needed to find out about circumstances that they're finding themselves in these troubled times and upsets. And they need to believe that they will gradually smooth themselves out. And that's really why I have this show, so that they can ask questions and bring up a subject and practice their daily meditation. Find a power within them, and I think I'm helping them actively, don't you?
And it's a great service, because people need to know that they're not stuck out there all by themselves. And I'll give you an example. I have a lot of clients who are down in, we'll call it the Deep Southeast Bible Belt place.
Oh, boy.
who are into all the metaphysics and all that, but and they think they're all by themselves in the middle of Oklahoma or wherever it may be. And I'll laugh, because I'll know I've got a bunch of clients in Oklahoma, let's say, but they just don't know each other because they're afraid to tell each other because of the predominant traditional type religion that goes on down there.
We should get ourselves out there, Mark, and start a meditation group.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, who knows what repercussions would come from that, but, you know, you got to be pretty brave to put yourself out in an environment that's so anti what we do.
Oh, they're very anti.
And so the people who live there, who are really some very bright and beautiful souls in those areas, think that they're all alone, when in truth, right down the road, there's another person of the same philosophy. It's just they don't have a way to connect because they're don't want to get burned at the stake, let's say.
Actually, they're in hiding because of judgment.
Yeah, yeah. They are definitely there. And and so a program like this, or, you know, the various modes that are out there, bookstores and what have you, really help provide a center or a connection point for, you know, those people who are out there thinking that they're alone.
Good. Well, you know what? Let's you and I take a walk, and we're going to find Perry Como, and we're going to catch a falling star. And then we're going to get more into astrology.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
Well, did you catch one, Mark? I think I got two or three. I got Uranus, Pluto, and Saturn. Oh, boy, I'm setting myself up for a T-square.
Oh, boy, it's coming.
Let's talk about the three eclipses that we just had. We had one on June 1st, one on June 15th, and we're about to have one on July 1st. I wanted to just give my summary, and then I would like you to talk about it. We're heading towards a weird weekend this weekend with a new moon solar eclipse in supersensitive Cancer, which is happening on Friday. And this eclipse cannot be seen on any land. It's over the ocean between Antarctica and South Africa. This is a powerful lunar alignment, and it connects us to traditional Saturn, unpredictable Uranus, and formidable Pluto. Trust may be hard to come by during this energy, and a volatile environment and exploding emotions because of a fear of change is coming to a lot of people. And action with caution will reduce stress and disappointment. Please think things through before you do something rash. And we may be in for some nasty newscasts. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think we're going to see quite a mixture of things going on, quite frankly. And that's going to range from good to bad to indifferent and the whole range. I think it's just incredibly fascinating, this series of eclipses we're having. As you said, between June 1st and July 1st, we're having three eclipses. And the interesting thing is, you know, eclipses spend about a year and a half in a polarity of signs. So they have been in Cancer and Capricorn for the last year and a half. And this is the last one, July 1st, coming up in Cancer, which is emotions, nurturing.
And it's a tough degree because it's what's called a cardinal sign. And now we're going to get a little easier with it. But let's talk about why this is tough and what a cardinal sign is.
Sure. Well, so your cardinal signs just basically are Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, and Aries. And actually, all four of them are being activated through the solar eclipse on July 1st. Depending on, you know how astrologers, we call it orbs of influence in astrology, how close to perfect is perfect, because this solar eclipse makes a 90-degree angle to the planet Saturn in Libra, and, I mean, who doesn't know somebody who's been restructuring their relationships here for this last
year?
Oh,
boy. I'm number one.
And, of course, Cancer represents emotions. It rules where we live, residential property, family issues. Even the disease Cancer is associated with Cancer, or diet, you know, food.
And women and children.
Yep, women
and pregnancies.
Yep. And then over on the other side, you've got Pluto, which is power, transformation, burn my bridges behind me. I like to joke that when Pluto's around, that I say that Dorothy and Toto can't go back to Kansas anymore.
But especially in Capricorn, which is the father, the hand of the father, the strict disciplinarian.
Absolutely. But the good thing Capricorn does is it helps you produce long-term solutions. The challenging thing is it makes you let go of things you know you have to let go of already.
And you don't want to because you don't want change.
Yeah, and it's like the pedal meets the metal or fish or cut bait that, yes, you've been wanting this for a long time, and now you're confronted with the reality of having to actually do what you want to do.
Oh, boy.
And then the other challenge that ties into it is we have the planet Uranus in Aries, which we talked, several months ago, we talked that the day of the Japan earthquake, Uranus moved into Aries.
And right, course, and that was in March. We talked in March.
Yep, that was in, I think, March 11th or somewhere around then. And so this Uranus and this Pluto are going to dance together through 2015. So anybody who's looking for a quick solution, I don't think
so. Isn't going to get it.
You know, but anybody who is saying, I am willing to let go and try a new way, I'm willing to restructure my life so that those patterns or behaviors or those things that we don't need anymore, I'm willing to release them. they're going to be the ones who are a step ahead of everybody else.
It's difficult to do that. I hope I'm in the middle of doing that. That's what I'm trying to do. I've been trying to do that for all year. I want to go out and teach the Divine Seals and travel all over the world, and that will really create a huge change in my life, but I'm willing to do it.
Well, and the opportunity is there. It's just that what I've been telling people this year, and this maybe goes just a tad off track, but we had Chiron, who was a very famous teacher of healers in ancient Greece. It started moving into Pisces, which is a sign of revisioning things. And yet, if you were half horse, half human, you know, centaurs are caught between worlds, you're having to take half steps to get to the place you want to go. And so I've been describing it to clients in terms of, gee, there's this whole new vision coming in, yet it's only coming in half steps. And somehow we need to get started moving on it. But, you know, many people are in the, I want it, and I want it yesterday, and I want a guarantee that goes with it.
That's America. But I think it's all going to start in the fall after Saturn goes direct. I don't think it's going to start now. I think we're supposed to be thinking about it and forming it now. And in the fall, it will begin to work for us.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Saturn, what you're actually saying is Saturn actually went direct about 10 days ago. But what you're talking about is when it moves out of the shadow that it's been in since January is what you're, you know, is what's going on. So, yeah, what you're saying is when it moves into new ground.
Right. And also Uranus going retrograde makes everybody impatient. They want to go to McDonald's when they really have to go and dine and take time and enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's actually July 9th that that's going to happen. So I would suggest to everybody who's listening that the days plus or minus, say, 2 days before and after July 9th, may want to take it easy in traffic, or if they're doing any road rage issues or dealing
with
any angry people, that
an airplane.
Give them a little extra space. Yeah, it rules the aerospace industry.
Right.
And it's not that you should go run and hide under the covers, but it would pay to give yourself extra time to drive to the places you need to drive to.
Now, Mark, we have a Carla on the line, and she wants to ask you an astrology question. Can you take the call?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hello, Carla. Are you there? I'm not sure where she is.
A mystery guest.
Yeah. Well,
that's
maybe we have some technical problems. So anyway, so I think that we're going to have some nasty newscasts. And what I mean by that is I see some sudden passing away of people that we may not expect. I do see the traffic upsets as well as some aviation concerns. And the only thing that you can do is like try to put a light on it and hope that it isn't as bad as I feel it might be. I'm glad that we're pulling out of the war, and I think that we need to try to keep our politics back on homeland and more focused on rebuilding the country, but I also think that there's going to be some political upset. Do you feel that too, Mark?
I would agree, and of course, you know, whenever an eclipse lands on your birthday, and let's face it, July 1st is real close to July 4th, so it's actually landing on the USA's birthday, and so this is some sort of a revisioning of nurturing and security and the emotions of the country that's going on for the USA. Or if you look at, and this isn't by any stretch, I'm not doing any kind of predictions, but if you go look at this eclipse and see where it lands on various people's chart, just as an example, it lands right on Fidel Castro and Pope Benedict. And you know, so normally when an eclipse lands on a person's chart, that person tend, especially like famous people, they end up in the news or being activated in some visible way. So we'll want to watch over the next 2 weeks to see if Fidel Castro has something to say or Pope Benedict is.
I had
news.
Predicted about Pope Benedict, and I had felt that somebody was going to try his life. So let's just hope that that's not the case. I want to tell the audience that's listening that they need to call a different number than what they've been calling. They need to call 760-569-7676 and then use the access code 534-355 to listen on their cell phones. The other number that was given out is for to call in for a question. So can people please do that, because we're backing up the studio in a very strange way. Anyway, Mark, I was hoping that we wouldn't have the upset that I was foreseeing. And Carla is here, so let's see if we can patch her in.
Okay. This is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you? Mark is here
for
you. What is your question?
I'm kind of new in this, you know, with listen to the radio.
Good.
And on the telephone. And I am a Sagittarius, and my life is being kind of not right. What can I say? It kind of confused.
When is your birthday, Carla?
Yes?
When is your birthday?
12/19/40.
Okay. Mark, can you help her?
I can indeed. December 19th, 40. So, you hear me flipping pages in my book? We call it an ephemeris.
He's looking you up, Carla.
Okay.
So, one of the first things that's fun, I don't know if this is going to help you, but you were born when the sun was directly aligned with what we'll call the center of the galaxy. So all this Mayan 2012 talk you'll be hearing about next year lands right on your sun where you were born. So that might be
okay.
Fun.
Now, I was born in Europe. Does that make a difference?
No, it won't make a difference. December 19th, 1940 is the same no matter where you're at. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
What's your question, Carla? Do you have a specific question?
My question is that we have a couple of houses we need to sell, and seem like nothing is happening. Seem like everything is a standstill.
Yeah.
What, you know, is it supposed to be the world be a standstill, or is something going to happen? Is something that maybe I am not understanding that I don't do it right?
Sure. No, don't take that on yourself. That sometimes that's just the way the world is. And so what has happened is the planet Jupiter, Jupiter rules expansion, and I must go to the next level, moved into Taurus, and that's true for everybody on the planet. Back on about it was June 4th or 5th, it moved into Taurus, which rules property and possessions, stocks and bonds, among other things. Okay? Well, when you were born, Jupiter was in Taurus, right next to the planet Saturn. So you have this expansion and contraction energy going on all at the same time within you. Okay, so it makes it a little confusing because part of you is trying to, I call it drive with the emergency brake on, and the other's trying to go real fast. Okay?
Yeah.
In this life, you've had to learn how to put those two opposite things, which we're just going to call expansion and contraction, together. Well, the planet Jupiter has a 12-year orbit, and it has come back to home base on your chart, kind of like hitting
That's
a home
excellent.
Run in baseball.
Yeah.
And basically, this is going on between now and next spring of 2012. So on one level, you're finishing the last 12 years of your life. So you could go back and look at, like, the year 2000 was when this cycle actually started. And what is it that needs to be brought to completion, of which, of course, selling properties can fit into that. But it's actually spring of 2012 before this thing kind of lets you go and says, I'm ready to move on. So, in other words, don't make yourself crazy with the timing if it's not happening right away. Because by the time we get through spring of 2012 and you're in new ground, that'll be much easier.
Okay.
Probably
and
not
now
the
I have,
you
psychically,
hear.
I have a sense that you're going to have some action in September, Carla, but there might be a delay with the closing. And
okay.
I think that the spring of 2012 is going to bring you new quarters, and I think you'll be moved in and settled by that time. That's just what I was feeling, Mark.
And, you know, and the feeling I'd want to add to that, my feeling is if she does choose to sell, she'll probably sell it at less than she had wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she'll have the choice of, well, do I hang on to it for a little while longer in hopes of getting a better price, or do I cut and run now?
Yeah. I just want to be over.
Okay. Then than with Elizabeth talking about this coming
He's got about
September.
5 months before it's over, Carla.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck, Carla. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, Mark, we have to take a break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about love affairs and soulmates after these Ooh-ha. Messages. Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our summer and fall shows of 2011 on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, psychic readings, or some special metaphysical talent that you would like to advertise? Here is your opportunity to be prominently presented before a worldwide loyal Let's Find Out audience. There is a fee required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out as well as Facebook, and to receive your show archives for you to put up on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world. Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1, is a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, ghosts, talking to the other side, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience as well as a 6,000-plus name mailing list. Every week we promote our guests. This show is truly a great way to advertise yourself and your business. As a BBS host, we will promote you on bbsradio.com as well as Facebook. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS Radio will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, which is free to download for you to share with your clients and participants. As a guest, you will be able to advertise on Let's Find Out when you're on the air on bbsradio.com, Station 1, Sunday evenings for 2 hours every other week, 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. And also, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website and blog and email and invite all of your contacts. So let's hear from you. Simply send me an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we would be happy to look at what you have to offer. Looking forward to sharing.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware.
Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malachi asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. Tonight, on our Metaphysical Book Corner, we're discussing the book Divine Revelation by Dr. Susan Chomsky. This is an inspiring and helpful book, and it gives you tremendous insight into what spirituality is, how it works, and how you can use it in your life. Divine Revelation shows the way to listen to your still, small voice inside. The book tells us how to move our bodies and our minds into higher awareness. We can learn intuition safely with practical, easy techniques that anyone can do. Reading this book can be a life-transforming experience for you. Susan Chomsky wrote a book that helps people who are beginning to look at their spirituality and to search for it. She has spent a lot of time studying yoga techniques in ashrams in the 60s and 70s, and this is really a good book written by someone who is helping to contribute immensely to the way the world needs to be. We are in the middle of transforming. Divine Revelation is a breakthrough. Finally, anyone can learn to listen to his or her own inner voice. It's a wonderful synthesis of spiritual wisdom and practical steps based on the experiences of a true seeker, Dr. Susan Chomsky. The book is Divine Revelation. Go out and pick it up. I'm sure.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the seas. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel sane, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I call out your name.
That's Love is in the Air, and I think love is in the air in the upcoming Cancer eclipse. And we have with us tonight Mark Dodich, a famed astrologer. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And Love is in the Air was sung but from the album Disco Fever. So how does love affairs and giving love affect us? Are most people still looking for their soulmate? What do you think, Mark?
Well, I definitely think people are looking for companionship. I have been viewing people who are willing to do relationships or even looking to do relationships in different ways than what we'll call the traditional mode is. I've seen everything from clients who own two houses who are married, and when they get tired of each other, one goes lives in the other house. And then I also see people who are looking for the more traditional joined at the hip type of relationship. But if I were saying it overall, I would have to say in my practice, what I'm seeing is people looking for, we'll call it a different than what we'll call the stereotype relationship, is a shift that's happening on planet Earth.
And I think the shift is wanting comfort instead of a have-to commitment. They want to feel comfort, and they want to feel relaxed, and they want to feel that they're part of opening slowly and getting to know people, and a golden warmth rather than a have-to. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and they want the companionship and all of those things, mm-hmm. but now people also want to be able to live their own life and bring their goals out. And in most relationships, the two partners oftentimes have goals that are maybe on parallel paths but not the same. And they want the space to be able to develop themselves, not just the partnership piece.
And you know what I call that? I call that partnering with yourself and creating your own inner evolution. I think that's what's going on. You know, we have another caller. Her name is Judy. She's from Indiana, and she has a question for you.
Sure.
Hello, Mark. Hello,
hi, Judy.
Elizabeth. Thank you for taking my call. And my birthday is May 20, 1968. I have a Taurus Sun, 29 degrees, and Gemini rising. And I'm currently looking for a job. I was moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana, a couple of years ago in February 2009. And I received a notification I would lose my job, surprisingly, on a Thursday, when the moon was void, of course, the whole day. and the notice is for they'll pay me until July 22nd, but right now I'm looking for a job. So I was wondering if you had any insight on when I'd be finding a new job.
Well, Judy, I know Mark's looking you up. I'm just going to say that when you're asked to move to a new area, it's because there's somebody there for you to meet or something there for you to learn. And indeed, you could be moving to another area from here. But I do feel that a job is on its way to you. And what are you seeing, Mark? Did you get to the ephemeris?
Well, so number one, was your moon in Pisces, since you know your astrology chart?
Yes, my moon is at 8-degree Pisces.
Okay.
My ascendant is at 8-degree Gemini.
Okay.
So we have what's going on, what I call a movie preview. And you know how the movies, you go see a preview and then you decide if you want to actually go see it, okay? So we have this little planetoid called Chiron, who, as I talked about earlier, is half horse, half human, a centaur, a very famous teacher of healers. This year just barely moved into Pisces. A few degrees, and it didn't get up to where your moon is at, okay? And moon represents our security needs. And, of course, Pisces can be, on one level, they can be visionary intuitive, and on another level, they can be space cadet, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling in on me things, okay? There's quite a range to Pisces, as Elizabeth will tell you. But so the point is with Chiron getting ready to move up onto your emotions, your moon, and see, moon rules where we live, too. This would be quite often in jobs, you'll find people will take a job that uses their skill set, but they have to adapt it in some different way, or they move into a complementary market maybe than just the market that they were trained in, let's say. And so I would say that this bodes well towards what I call half steps to get into where you need to go. And sometimes I joke that it's a country western dance, you know, one step back to take two steps forward. But I will tell you, when we get to the spring of 2012, the planet Jupiter, which is like, he's kind of like the Santa Claus of the zodiac, you know, bringer of gifts, is going to sit on Venus, which is a money planet, love and money, since we were talking love earlier. And that only happens every 12 years. So the point is, you know, whatever you're going to get yourself into and what I'm calling this half-step process, in the spring is when, we'll call it the flower blossoms.
Okay.
So that could mean things like...
you think... I'm sorry.
You get into a job where you have to go through...
Or?
I'm sorry, say again?
I didn't understand that analogy. Is it in spring that I would expect to get a job?
Well, no. My suggestion is you've got what I call this half steps going in now. I'll give you an example. When I was back in my corporate world, as we were talking about earlier, I got a job which, for the first 6 months, didn't end up being the job that they told me it was going to be. And 6 months later, it actually turned into something much better.
So I think a job and then a promotion is what I'm feeling. So we're in harmony with that.
A promotion or an adjustment of some way, but to think, oh, I'm going into it full speed like a locomotive, no, that's not what I'm getting. I'm getting, oh, I need to get in and get my reputation built and my stability so that when it's time to jump up on the platform, which I'm calling spring of 2012, that'll be a better time for that.
So So, Judy, I think you're going to have work by the end of August, and I think that that work is going to change a lot, that you're going to – it might seem a little drudgery, and you might take it for the sake of earning money until you get until the end of the year, and then there's another opportunity coming, either through the job or through somebody that you meet at the job for something better that will really grow and will really bring you a good remuneration. So whatever this job is that comes your way that may not look like the top of the charts, it's probably wise that you take it, because there's something for you to learn as you blend into that and then go into your new career.
Interesting, interesting. That's really good news. And then you had mentioned something about possibility of my moving. Do you see that?
I felt a relocation with you. I did. And I feel it for April, May of next year, which is right in tune with what Mark was saying, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yes, it's all synchronicity, both our astrology and your psychic information is aligning up.
Put Mark and me together, and we're hot stuff, right, Mark?
Yep. And what I would say is, Judy, look at it as a two-step process rather than a one-step.
Okay.
I know in our world we're taught, get in, do it, be done with it.
But, Judy, I do want to say, bow your head and thank God that you're protected, that you're watched over, and that the right job will come at the right time, and you are safe. Always know that.
Yes, yes, I really appreciate it. This is bad as it has happened, but I'm looking forward to the changes also.
It's a disappointment, but it's probably for the best, because you've got something that's going to double your salary from what you were earning, and bring out some new talent.
Wow.
So let's just bless it all.
Oh, I didn't
it's
know
all
that.
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
That's really good reading and encouraging, which is what I need right now. So
that's what we're here for. We're here to find out. Thank you for calling. So, Mark, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about when you're doing the readings. How do you feel sometimes, and what do you say in your mind when you're reading? And do some readings affect you more than others?
Yeah, what a loaded question. My goodness.
I
will tell you one thing I've learned over the years is that, I do a lot of preparation before the client actually comes, and you start to get this mindset of what's going on and what that person might be like. And I've learned over the years that, number one, you have to suspend all that what you think is going to happen before they even get there, because oftentimes their vibration of who they are is, let's face it, we all have a low level of our chart and we have a high level of our chart, and we each choose where to operate in that range. And some are operating on the lower and some the higher, and most of us in between maybe. And so, number one, I've learned that, you can't judge it by who that person is before they walk in the door and you connect their chart to them and where they're vibrating at. So that's one piece of the thing that clients have taught me. Second is quite often when they come in the door, or your initial conversation on the phone, they will tell you what they need. For example, I live out on the east side and it's a little hard. Portland has a lot of bridges, so people go bridge crazy in Portland. And they'll tell you, I got lost coming over here. Well, that's a sign that perhaps they're lost in their life on some level. And so I've learned to listen to the little clues people give you as a way of tuning in. As to what sticks with me, I will tell you, and I know you know this, Elizabeth, is when I am not facing one of my own issues, I'll have 5 clients in the week come through the door with that very same issue.
Oh, absolutely. That's called the trigger response. You have to work through it with them, and then you work through it yourself as you do it.
Absolutely true. And after they leave, I do my best to release everybody as best I can. I go to the restroom, I wash my hands.
It's really important to do that, because that stops you from taking on their karma, and it stops you from getting sick or tired or run down. I also do that.
But the real answer is sometimes parts of that person's life or what's going on will stick with me either for a few days or for a few years, because sometimes, they bring these messages to you as to what you need to know to grow yourself. Because let's face it, if the consultant that a person is going to isn't growing, they're backsliding.
That's true. and they're not going to get the messages that they really need to get if you're not flowing with their energy. And some people have canned responses and pat answers, and I find that you can't really do that. But I also find myself giving them advice that I should be giving myself, and I always have to chuckle when that happens. I find joy in that. I go, oh boy, not another one.
Yep.
So what do you see for July? I see some upsets after the eclipses more than during them. Do you agree with me, Mark?
You know, I see things like, you know, not to go into scary directions, but things like fires. And I mean, I know we have fires
yes,
in the summer anyway, but I could see fiery type things going on. And that could also include, for example, like in Syria, their leader is very belligerent in terms of, you know, how he wants the country to change versus the way the people want to change. And so when I say long, hot summer, I could also mean disagreements and demonstrations in Greece or Syria or places like that. So it may not come as literal forest fires.
But then I was out with Amma, the Holy Mother, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they have fires in Albuquerque, and it was very smoky, and then they had one break out in Santa Fe while I was there, and I was very sad about that. So there are more fires other than California that are breaking out.
Well, and, you know, this really started last year when Uranus teased us by moving into Aries. That was when basically Russia was on fire last year. You may remember.
Right, I remember that, and California.
And on one level, you have to say, well, fires are a natural way of the Earth cleansing herself. And on another level, you could say, oh, they seem to be larger than normal.
They are. They're engulfing more acres. That's true. They are.
You know, so on one level, you have to honor the natural process that the Earth goes through in her cleansing. And on another level, you have to look and say, oh, these seem to be a little larger. Is the universe doing some heavy-duty cleaning on...
And, you know, the other thing that is bothering me that's happening now is secret crimes. People are coming into houses where people are sleeping and robbing them on the East Coast. I don't know if you had heard that, but that's the newest thing here, that they're coming right into the houses while the people are sleeping and taking what they want. And that's another form of Uranus, don't you think?
Well, that and also we had talked earlier about some of this Pisces influences. You know, Pisces rules things like spies and things like that. And I don't care if that's hidden information about where Osama bin Laden has been sleeping or whether that is things that have been going on behind the scenes that go public.
Yeah, the truth is going to start coming out big time. And there's going to be some very surprising political news in the next few weeks.
And it comes in many ways. We already saw it with the congressman up in New York, Wiener.
Yes.
And that was a hidden thing that came out.
There's so many people that do that. It's foolish to put that sex appeal on Facebook or on Twitter or on anything. It's just ridiculous, and it is not good for your reputation.
Well, and, you know, under this, all the secrets about John Edwards, you know, the former presidential candidate, started coming to the surface when all this was coming in. And it's not to point fingers at people. It's just saying that we need to operate a clean act because there are no secrets in the universe. And if you try to shove something off into some dank, dark little psychological closet,
it's not going to work.
And not deal with it, it's going to come out.
We have Michelle here from Sacramento, California, and she wants to ask you a question.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hello.
Hi,
welcome
Michelle.
To Let's Find Out, Michelle. Thank you for calling in. What can we do for you?
Well, thanks for taking my call. My question is a little similar to the last caller's in regards to work. I'm currently looking for a job, and I wanted to know if either one of you saw that happening soon.
When is your birthday, Michelle?
2/28/71.
Okay.
February 28th, 71.
Yes.
And I think that you have an idea in your mind that you want to do something completely new. Is that true? You want to go into like a new field. And
well,
I think that's going to occur in October. October's a very good month for you for whatever reason. Are you wanting to go into something new? Something different?
Well, I'm willing to try different facet of the same job. I'm in theater and I act, but I'm open to writing.
Well, I think something's coming down in October. I feel real good about it. What are you seeing, Mark?
Well, you know, Michelle's a complicated person here. And, part of you has this intuitive, psychic, flow, healer kind of energy. And there's this other part of you that we could call more, I'm just going to call it corporate in a way. Like, I want my safety and security. And then there's this other part of you that says, I demand my freedom and my independence. And so what I feel is really going on with you is you're trying to rebalance that, and you're trying to judge it too quickly on, oh, I need a job to pay my bills and all that. And I would urge you to go back and re-identify who you are and what your process is, because I would hate to see you take a job too quickly out of security reasons and know that it would, shall we say, screw up your needs for freedom or creativity. And so while I honor the need to find a job, my suggestion is I would urge you to be finding a work that's a little different than what you're accustomed to.
That's what I was feeling.
I'm concerned that you, out of security, will take a job and find yourself trapped in the same old issue. Better safe and secure than have my creative freedom.
I feel like I can have both.
I hope that is true, and I believe that that's true.
But Michelle, I also think you need to be careful. Are you getting a new agent, Michelle?
I'm sorry?
Are you getting a new agent?
I wasn't planning on it.
I feel a new agent coming, and I feel new work coming. I feel television.
Maybe I should pursue that, because I wasn't really thinking about that, for getting a new agent.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, in my mind, what she has to do first is get clear on, I'm going to call it the boundaries of what you're willing to sacrifice for the job. Because my feeling is that you could go too much in the security, oh my gosh, I've got to pay my bills fears, and then go, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? And so I would really sit down. You know, I'm a list maker. I like to, you know, do my list of pros and cons, and I would really be plugging the creative freedom piece into what you do, rather than just when am I going to get the new job? You know.
I've always kind of been like that, which is probably why I find myself unemployed, because I always feel like I can't fit into a box.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to fit into it for a little bit, because there's some temporary work, but I do see something solid coming in October. I feel real good with that. So good luck to you, Michelle, and thank you very much for calling. Let's find out.
Thanks, you guys.
Mark, we have to go into a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about getting quiet and going into your mind, and also the results of the eclipses and going into Mercury retrograde in August. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience. the IA conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The XL is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradio.com. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or BBS Radio. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malaku asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly,
for that's how many times I miss you.
Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a storm.
Count every star and darling, when you do, you know the times I cry for you.
Well, I'm out counting the stars, Mark, and I fell between two clouds. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and my guest tonight is the astrologer Mark Dodich. Mark, I'm still falling between these clouds. I don't know what to do. You're going to have to tell me that the eclipse will catch me.
Well, it is in the sign Cancer, so that is what can we do to create a greater sense of nurturing or nourishment in our life. So it's definitely up, right?
Good. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming in July and when Mercury retrogrades in August after the eclipse. What can we expect?
Sure. Well, in addition to the things we talked about July a few minutes ago before the break, I would call it a mixed energy because there is this part of it that's all kind of choppy and pulling you in a bunch of different directions. But we're also going to have the planet Venus move into Cancer for most of July. And Venus is the planet of love, money, art, beauty, you know, it's the goddess of marriage. And Cancer is a sign of I want to be nurtured. And so my thinking is that on one level, people are going to have what we'll call this, I don't know if I want to call it outer craziness or whatever, but on another level, there's going to be saying, oh, I need to make some choices in my life as to what is nurturing me or who is nurturing me and who is not, and then to be willing to take steps when Mercury goes retrograde in August to start readjusting.
Well, maybe we can give a little hope to the real estate people, because Venus in Cancer would be selling a property in good real estate. It also can mean that you're going to redecorate the home. Maybe you'll decide to do the den or lay the new rugs or buy that wonderful home entertainment center that you've wanted so long.
Absolutely. Remodeling contractors and real estate agents should like that. Of course, we do have Mercury retrograde coming up in August, which August 2nd to 26th precisely, which can throw some monkey wrenches into the works too. So, I would
basically
be looking,
delays.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be looking for the economy to turn around for actually not till after the Uranus square Pluto in 2015. But
I think
that this is, you know, at least encouraging on small levels.
I think it's encouraging for a while, and I do see some changes in August and maybe a drop in the economy in August, but I think July could be the month where you want to put your money away and save for the fall, because the fall might be a little lean, especially September. And that, I just get that psychically, that September could be a very serious money month in the United States for whatever reason.
Well, I do think people are going to focus on their priorities after we get through the Mercury retrograde in August, and it will really be, I mean, perhaps every year after Labor Day, people say it's time to get focused and get back to work, but I think it'll be more so this year.
I do, too. And you were talking about the United States having its birthday on July 4th, Mark. So what do you see? What house does the money house fall into, and is it Cancer? And what's the isn't Sagittarius the rising sign of the United States?
Well, you know, that's a whole two-hour show all in itself.
Oh, my
but,
goodness.
I like the Sagittarius rising. I've also seen some good arguments for the Virgo and Libra. And, of course, rising sign, for those who don't know astrology, is the way you approach or go out after the world. And the reason people like the Sagittarius one so much is that it really fits with the events of the September 11th, 10 years ago.
Right.
And it just plugs right into that. But anyways, that's a whole big topic all in and of itself. But the key is the eclipse on July 1st lands on the sun of the United States. And whenever an eclipse lands in your birthday chart, what we call a solar return is a birthday chart for the year ahead,
right,
it has added significance when an eclipse lands on the who you are, your identity. So obviously for the next year, the USA is going to be going through a who am I now process, which of course is going to fit with the election year coming up too.
Right.
But the big thing would be the, I know I try to avoid terms, but the United States is having what we call a Saturn return. And that's something that happens every 29 years in a person or a country or a company's life. And so, you know, and usually when you talk to an astrologer and go, oh, I'm in my Saturn return, they go, oh, there, you poor baby, you poor thing. Because Saturn's the planet of restructuring. And it's also in the sign Libra, which has to do with relationships. So earlier we talked about people restructuring relationship beliefs and behaviors. Well, this is going on for the United States is at a 29-year juncture, which, you know, that means it was 1982, 1983 was the last time that this occurred for the USA, which was, you know, kind of the Ronald Reagan years.
And that's the time that we had the savings and loans go belly up.
Yeah, and, you know, whenever you hear a person talk in terms of, oh, I'm 14 years older than this person or 29 years older or even the seven-year itch, that's generally speaking in astrology.
Saturn.
We go look at the planet Saturn to see what it's doing to your chart. And so the point is the United States is ending a 29-year plan and in the process of beginning a new 29-year plan. And this has been going on all year, and really by the time we get to fall, it'll be say, okay, it's time to make some choices and move forward.
Let's hope it's not the new Amero dollar that they're talking about. We have a caller coming in from, I believe it's Carlton, California, and his name is Mark. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, it's Carlton.
Carlton?
Carlton, yes. I'm Carlton. I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, and you want to talk to Mark Dodich. Well, here he is. Yes. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Carlton.
Yes, my question was, I recently resigned my job as a school teacher, and I'm wondering, should I continue looking for a job as a school teacher, start writing maybe some science books? I was a science teacher, some religious help books. Just what direction maybe I should head in?
Sure. When is your birthday, Carlton?
January 11th, 1951.
1-11-51. Got it.
As for the writing, Carlton, while he looks you up in the ephemeris, I want to say that it would be wonderful for you to write a little bit every day. And that way, whether you're teaching or not, you're going to start building something. You'll build some history, and you'll learn more about what you're thinking inside, and you can write some facts that you know about with science that can be helpful to others. See if you can get some kind of creativity going. I have been a book editor, and I've also written a few of my own books, so that's a good tip. Just write a little bit every day, and eventually you'll be able to put it all together into a book.
Right, and the other thing, like I said, I resigned my job as a teacher. It was pretty bad. It was a rough year for me at the school,
yes.
But in this district, I've taught in two other districts, and this district is really bad about pressuring teachers to get out. They feel it's more like if they don't like you or you don't fit in or whatever, they want to get rid of you. And there's always the excuse that we can bring out of schools, that we're going to bring in new teachers, and it just gives the principal maybe a few years to hopefully maybe some better students will come through, because there's really nothing they are doing that is actually affecting the learning of the students. It's just the idea of, okay, we got bad teachers. In this district that I was just in, felt like every teacher was a bad teacher almost. There was no such thing as they had a good teacher, and they didn't really give them support.
And you didn't have you didn't have tenure, right?
No.
Okay, Mark, what are you finding there?
Well, you know, Carlton has a lot in common with Michelle, who called earlier. We seem to have a lot of people tonight calling with Pisces somewhere in their chart.
Uh-oh.
Even though, of course, Carlton, we know he's a Capricorn, but he has Pisces in his chart, which is that I need to open to a newer vision or open my intuition or my creative nature, not just be caught in the pragmatic world. And I'm not knocking our need to pay our bills and responsibilities, but out in the sky, the planet Pluto, which we jokingly called earlier Dorothy and Toto can't go back to Kansas anymore, you know, burn my bridges behind me stuff, is sitting exactly opposite the planet Uranus in your chart. And Uranus is freedom, independence, I need room to move, entrepreneurial spirit. So somehow you're going to have to come into balance and bring in more of that independent, creative, revolutionary, entrepreneurial thing. Now, I know just trying to start off and go right into book writing and those kind of things can take a long time on a profitability level. So perhaps you're going to have to do what we talked to, I think it was with the first person we talked to was, you remember I was talking about Chiron taking half steps to get where we're going? I'll give you an example. I have a client who was burnt out on her day job, was able to get her company to let her work 5 mornings a week so that she could pay her bills, and then started her side business and got it up going while she was still able to pay the bills through the mainstream business.
Boy, that's pretty good.
And that's the kind of thing I'm trying to bring up for you, Carlton, is that it seems to me trying to make too big of a leap too soon is going to be too much. And so if there were a way for you to, I don't know whether it's possible in what you do to do it half-time and something stable while you're getting
well,
the creative side going.
Well, he could be a substitute teacher and then start to write his book.
That would be a good example of what I'm trying to describe, yes.
Another question was, I have a young lady with, she's living with me. She'll mention marriage, and then she'll mention leaving them. Which way should I head with that? What do you see on that one?
Well, you need her birthday as well, Carlton, and that takes a little bit longer time. But psychically, I think you need to know her a little bit longer. I don't think you know her quite well enough, and living with her is fine. But if she's talking about leaving, if you don't marry her, then that's called blackmail, emotional blackmail, and you want no part of it. So I think the best thing for you to do is to take it slow and easy, enjoy it, and see where it goes. See what you have in common, and see how long it can last.
Okay.
In your emotions, Carlton, you have what I call caught between a rock and a hard place. And so there is no magic solution. And my suggestion would be is if you, like, cave to the demand this or else, there'll just be another demand behind that.
Right.
And so my suggestion is you know, right now you need to kind of write it out, is how I would say it, and see what is the message or the lesson for you here, rather than what should I do about it. It's more, who do I want to be now? Does this
and
person...
And Carlton, you might want to try to say to her that, you know, I want to get to know you and I want to get to enjoy you and I want to be comfortable with you before we go any further, and see how she feels with that statement.
Yeah, I basically told her that I was the reason. She was the one that was really wanting to move in. She moved in and was wanting to get married right away. And I was saying, well, holy, you know, we got to slow down. It was going a little too fast.
My advice to you would be, remember, you're calling under this solar eclipse that's coming up. Okay, so I have to look at that and say, oh, we need to go in and review. Is this person actually a person who is nurturing and feeling nurtured, or am I falling into caretaker kind of mode? And once you can answer that question within yourself, then you'll know what to do.
Okay.
Do you feel that she brings balance to your life, Carlton? Do you feel that she pitches in and that she helps, or does she want to be waited on hand and foot? These are answers that only you know, but they are the answers that are important to going any further.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, I really appreciate your calling. Let's find out, and I'm sure we'll talk soon, and please keep in touch, and we'll speak again.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Well, Mark, here we go with the love affairs and finding your soulmate. By the way, what's your take on soulmates? I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, you know, you have to kind of look at the context you're speaking in, because on one level, a soulmate is, if you go with the concept of an oversoul, you know, in other words, a group soul that's above you that you're a part of, a soulmate would be anybody who is a part of that same group soul, which
that's
is a part of you and has nothing to do with relationships. But when most people talk about soulmates, they talk about finding the love of their life.
Right.
And I will tell you, in my life, I've seen people come along who were soulmates and, you know, just these incredibly strong connections, but weren't about living happily ever after together. It was about coming together to help me with some aspect of my development and who I am. It wasn't about having the 50-year white picket fence.
And when that's done, then the person leaves.
Because you've done what your souls have agreed to
right.
do.
Right.
And we have this romantic concept that a soulmate's somebody who's going to come and stay forever. And
I call it the Cinderella syndrome.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I would say relationships for me have been my biggest growth lessons in life. And
some of them, yes. Some of them have been my biggest painful things in life. But, yes, they are growth lessons. They really are. And usually it has to do with your primary family. And, of course, you're put into your primary family as your lifelong choice and soul lesson. I believe we choose our primary family before birth, and that's the key to everything that happens in your life. How am I working it out with my primary family? For example, if you don't like your father, you're probably going to marry your father. Or if you're sweet on your mother, you might marry somebody like your mother. And this is what people do all the time, don't you think?
Yeah, and, you know, between the two of us, we've probably done tens of thousands of relationship readings, whether it's romance or family or business relationships. And the truth is, every relationship compatibility that you do has got talents and it's got challenges in it.
Absolutely.
And there can be those persons you love at the very depth of your soul, but you can't live with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so I found that with my own twin sister.
Yeah.
As you know, an identical twin, and I couldn't live with her.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very difficult for me. But it was a wonderful growth lesson, because what I learned through that whole thing was developing my own values. And for some reason, Mark, I had to become independent. I needed to become independent and trust myself. And sometimes even that's hard now. But that was the lesson.
Well, and so when people come and they're looking for their soulmate, it's, you know, you try and guide them in a good direction. But the truth is, if a person is working on their own issues and becoming a healthier, higher frequency vibration of human being, they have the ability to attract a partner who is also vibrating at that higher level. And if they're failing to deal with their issues and they're just looking for another warm body to be with, and, you know, you have basically these two codependent energies, mm-hmm. which, you know, I like to say that the sum of the parts of those kind of relationships, 1 + 1 might equal 1.5 if you're lucky. Whereas if you have two souls who are working on themselves and living in their frequency of vibration to the highest of their level, 1 + 1 could equal like 3, you know, a geometric progression. And so I always urge, gee, if you're looking for your soulmate, you have to start within yourself. And if you're working on yourself and vibrating at a higher frequency, it is much, much easier to attract a being in who is going to be in that higher compatibility range.
And that's going to be somebody that's going to put you in balance, people, not somebody that's going to take from you and expect from you where you have to change and please them. It's somebody that's, when you say, do you want a pizza, they're going to say, that's a great idea, instead of, oh, well, I'd rather do something else. It's somebody that's going to be comfortable, that's going to make you feel terrific, beautiful, and good about who you are. And that's not what people attract. They attract problems. They attract contradictory people that try to change everything that they think into what they want. And it gets confusing. So your soulmate is somebody who gives you comfort and balance. Isn't that true, Mark?
Yeah. And, you know, it's okay if half the pizza is pepperoni and half the pizza is vegetarian. It's,
absolutely.
You don't need to find somebody who's the same and loves all the same things. Because, gee, when we're complementary, we learn so much more. We open to so much more.
But you know what? That was interesting that you said that, because sometimes people don't think it's okay for it to be half pepperoni and half sausage or whatever. But it is. And we need to let the person be who they are, and we be who we are, and accept it. And that's the whole key to love.
Absolutely. I'm with you on board there completely.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're going to be coming back in September for the Fall Equinox program, and we'll be doing more astrology at that time. Please give out your website, Mark.
That would be www.astromark.us, astromark.us. And they can also register for my bi-monthly email newsletter if they like to keep up on a, you know, a week-to-week level.
Oh, it's fabulous, your newsletter.
And I've got the quarterly newsletter for summer, just went up at summer solstice. It's got, like, charts. And, you know, I do the relocation astrology for people.
Yes, I know. You're very good at that.
Things. And so I've got the relocation astrology for Barack Obama and Bono, you know, from U2.
Do you see him relocating, Barack Obama? Because I do. He's not going to be in the White House.
I see probably 40% of my clients would like him to relocate, and 60%.
I said it from the get-go. Said it from the get-go, and I'll say it again. I think there's a relocation in the White House in 2012.
Well, I did when he was elected. I thought that he would be a one-term president astrologically, but as I'm starting to look at his possible opponent's chart, I don't really see anybody in his opponents that are at least announced right now who have charts that are any better.
They haven't come yet. I think there's going to be a woman coming in, but they haven't come yet. And it's not Sarah Palin, don't worry. But I do feel that he is going to be challenged. In fact, as a matter of fact, I think he's going to drop out himself. I really do. So we'll see what happens down the road. And thank you so much for coming. Next week, July 10th is our next show. I will be on the road with the Holy Mother, Amici, who will be in New York City as well as Boston. And you can trace her comings and goings at amma.org, amma.org. And so we're going to have a repeat show, and that will be the one that we did with Antonia Lau, the celebrity psychic from California. She is a super person, and the radio show was excellent. And so please listen in again in case you missed it. That's Antonia Lau, the celebrity psychic from California. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and let's find out. And we are now going to go into our meditation for the evening, developing your spiritual chakras. Thank you, Mark, and good night. Opening your spiritual chakras for the 8th and 9th chakra with Elizabeth Joyce. In the next stage of your physical body shifting reality is the merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismic colors, and dancing energy patterns will begin to emerge. Your body's chakra system can be viewed as an energy pattern of beautiful colors, circling clockwise in each of its 13 major energy centers. Imagine glorious combinations of reds, coral pinks, and vibrant light blues, red oranges, and pale glowing greens dancing together in a magical, marvelous way. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. Briefly, here is a description of why this is happening to you. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. The chakras, your major energy centers, are allowing your transforming physical body to integrate with its spiritual body and to function properly in these new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining and procedures, your spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth additional chakras online as soon as possible. The 8th, 8.5, 9th, and 10th chakras. These are four new centers that will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physicality, the physical body walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven chakras, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Let us now begin to understand this changing life energy system of your chakras. The present understanding of the chakra system gives you 7+1 from the foot to the crown. The extra chakra, the foot chakra, or your zero chakra, is your earth grounding center, and it is located in the balls of your feet. Now, above the crown chakra are four more, numbered 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, your spiritual chakras, have always been a part of your human energy field, and it is to enable the individual to tune into his higher God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. The first chakra group, 0 to 7, your physical chakras, are meant to help you with your development in regards to the earth and the third dimension. They help you become one with the planet. Then, the next 5, 8 to 12, help you become one with the universe. Your awareness is slowly being moved away from your center, your own self, and being moved outward to encompass the larger framework of other people's life forces, realities, and divinity itself. In this way, you become more than you were before, and more perfect, too. As you stop focusing on yourself and begin to focus on these larger,
expanded energies, you move out of your small world and step into a new area, the entire universe, where almost anything is possible. From a reality-creating standpoint, this movement in possibilities is very, very powerful. One of the things that the extended chakra system aids in is breaking down of the self within the confines of time and space, the third dimension and the fourth dimension. You begin to move outward into other dimensions and realities. To move outward into other dimensions and realities is to come face to face with the idea that the physical earth is just one place of many that you could have or can inhabit. There are other places and many more vast regions within our universe. You may have existences in other parts of the universe that are just as rooted as you are in your present earthbound location. There are other things that you do, lives that you lead in these other realities, just like you do here on Earth. And these things and these other lives are just as significant as your current physical life. Furthermore, when you begin to glimpse these other realities and see what is happening, a new picture of what is developing begins to take shape. You realize that all your existences are like an individual musical instrument in a great orchestra that you are directing and creating. You see yourself as a being that is able to transcend time, space, and the physical body. Each spiritual chakra, besides abiding in your own energetic development and well-being, helps you to touch a particular portion of this vast universe. Each spiritual chakra opens up a corresponding doorway to another portion of the vast greatness that is the Creator. There is a natural order to each chakra, just like there is a natural order to nature, in that the opening of one leads very gently to the opening of the next. Because of this ordering, these centers will awaken one by one as your body allows. With each center becoming more alive, another higher one begins to spin in synchronicity with the chakras below it. There is a pattern to this opening, even if you were to observe it from a perspective of time. Generally, the eighth chakra center will open first, which remains in your auric field in the fourth dimension, with a delay before another expansion occurs. Then, after this delay, the ninth chakra, located at the back of your head, will open, hooking you into a new fifth dimension energy, with the eight and a half chakra acting as a protective filter. And, once opened, the tenth chakra will show just a glimmer of activity. At this point, the ninth chakra center, located 8 feet behind your head, will expand more. Then, when the 10th chakra actually starts to open, the 9th chakra center will experience another expansion, with the 8th chakra center expanding even further. The next level or octave will have the 11th chakra center expanding, with the 12th chakra center giving just a glimmer of activity. Then, as the process repeats, spinning clockwise in harmony with all of the lower spiritual chakras, it is a kind of a wave effect, with each center opening up and waving its vibrational energy down into the other centers, enabling them to open up and expand. The first of the spiritual chakras, number 8, sits above the 7th chakra about 2 feet and is still within the auric field. It is the energy center of divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. It is also the chakra that holds your karmic residue, those energy patterns that you have held onto for more than one lifetime. When the eighth chakra begins to open up and expand, a new, deeper spiritual awareness begins to take shape, and you begin to feel this inside. The individual begins to sense himself or herself as a larger part of the community of people. This chakra is the gateway to other ideas, concepts, and abilities that are new for you. This center enables the individual to achieve out-of-body projection, spiritual perception, and spiritual wisdom. The spiritual chakras tell you that these abilities and ideas are larger than the physical life and the planet Earth. They go beyond the planet, solar system, galaxy, and perhaps even the universe. They are connected with the healing of the planet and the self in regards to the universe and becoming one with all that is. The ninth chakra is an interesting chakra in that it is in this chakra all the spiritual abilities lie dormant, waiting to be released and used actively in your outer and inner world. This chakra is known as the astral body ninth chakra center for knowing beyond sight. The color is magenta silver. The ninth chakra resides at the back of your head between the two occipital bones and is the heart of the universe. It is outside of time and space. It extends through the vastness of space and connects to the eighth chakra through the filter of the 8 1/2 chakra by a luminous gold cord. The color of the 8 1/2 chakra is amber. The ninth chakra is the blessed higher self, the universal body that has never been born and will never die. This blessed higher self holds energy that is prior to time, and it never enters the river through which time flows. It holds the entire soul prior to space and existed before the universe manifested. This is the self that never left the Garden of Eden. As the fifth dimension approaches and envelops the earth, the shift in focus at this time is towards the divine, the universal energy, and the accompanying abilities that go along with it. Hence, a great deal of processing, work, and fifth dimension energy is now being sent to the physical reality to help the individual open up and to expand these energy centers. Each chakra must process out all the hidden blocks before the next chakra can begin to spin and open with balance and harmony, aligning with the other chakras. The ninth chakra sits behind the head and spins out to about 4 feet. It is the first hardwire chakra, and its fluid twin is the tenth chakra. The number of spokes that the ninth chakra possesses varies, like in the eighth chakra, and its exact number depends on how open the chakra is. These spokes range in number from 10,000 to 20,000. Each spoke is actually a filament, or a series of filaments. When most of these filaments are wired properly and the chakra begins to open, the ninth chakra emits a radiant energy that looks like a spinning rainbow. Depending on what skills a person is presently pulling out of this skilled storehouse for use in their outer world will determine the predominant color emanating from this chakra. Also, assigning a particular color to this chakra tends to be meaningless. The magenta represents superior strength and knowledge, and the silver represents the purification of this wisdom. If you haven't guessed by now, this chakra holds the karmic blueprint of each individual. It stores the skills and abilities that you have learned in all other lifetimes. This chakra also holds the key to your soul's destiny. The evolving human soul can be broken down into 3 main types or blueprints: the creator, the healer, the teacher. Any individual can fit into any one or more of these soul categories. The predominant category will determine where the soul is headed after the human condition is complete. It will also determine the slant of the lifetimes lived and process any residue for the individual and to bring forth the kind of skills that are stored in the ninth chakra. For example, the healer blueprint will be different than the blueprint for the creator. The healer blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in some kind of healing capacity, and the skills stored in that chakra will reflect his experience and area of expertise. Whereas the creator blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in the creation of many things, like artwork, carpentry, organizations, families, etc., and there will be a great number of these skills still stored there. Realizing that this chakra can be one of 3 types comes in handy so that you avoid the trap of thinking that this chakra is not functioning because its energy output seems variable. There are subtle energy differences with each blueprint, and as you do more healing work with this chakra, you will become aware of the energy subtleties of each type. For example, you will find the teacher blueprint the most intense, for these individuals are slated to be working directly with the human community. Hence, these people tend to have a massive number of lifetimes and skills stored in the ninth chakra. As a spiritual chakra healer, anytime you feel a very powerful and full ninth chakra, you can recognize that this person has a teacher blueprint. The creator and healer blueprint are much less intense due to the reduced number of lifetimes that are required to be lived for the development of this blueprint. However, keep in mind that this is only generally speaking. The point is not to let the intensity of this chakra fool you into thinking that something could be wrong, especially if the first few people that you are working on as a spiritual chakra healer are of the teacher blueprint. Now, as previously stated, the ninth chakra is the knowledge base for the soul. It houses all the information and life experiences that are part of that individual. The individual accesses this chakra when he or she brings forth a past life skill that is presently needed. These previous skills become very important as the individual begins to awaken spiritually and the higher chakras begin to open. Many of these past lessons and skills must be merged in a kind of synthesis that cements together out of the lessons, human and spiritual, that the soul has endured. The soul then learns the true meaning of what is being accomplished from the entire human experience, and then finally, spiritual wisdom sets in. All is well and good with this chakra as long as these past lessons stored here are processed and completed properly. However, what occasionally occurs is that one or two of these lessons are not properly learned or put into perspective, and then the corresponding hardwire connection to this chakra is not complete. When the person goes to access this particular needed knowledge, it will either be retrieved incompletely or not at all. That person then cannot tie together the lessons from these experiences. Without a proper bond between all influences, the individual will be held back from ascending. A healing in this chakra may be necessary to properly wire up various aspects of the individual and to free that person from limitations imposed with the incorrect wiring. Once the filament is wired properly, the person will have access to this knowledge and then begin to progress on an upward and free, easy manner. The lessons on how to work as a spiritual chakra healer are presented in the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, by Elizabeth Joyce. Now let's begin the meditation to correctly open the eighth and ninth chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Make sure that your spine is straight and that you are very comfortable. Close your eyes and keep them closed until after the meditation is finished and Richard's music, which will continue on, is complete. Take a deep breath. Visualize your crown chakra opening and spinning. Feel the thousand lotus petals shimmering and shining in their beautiful, vibrant violet flame along with some silver light. As the lotus petals of the crown chakra open, you will feel another sensation above the crown chakra, a clockwise spinning, and you'll be aware almost of an ultraviolet feeling. The color ultraviolet cannot be seen by the naked eye, but you could see some of it, an outline of it, as you have your eyes closed and are focusing above the top of your head. Clockwise, the eighth chakra is beginning to spin. As it spins, you feel the sensation of another body, your body. Your etheric body, your transparency, the part of yourself that travels through space, time, and other dimensions. The eighth chakra is spinning, and you are feeling the harmony and the cording coming down to the seventh chakra, so that the body and the chakras below the seventh chakra are open and spinning in harmony with the eighth chakra. Let yourself sit for a minute and feel this beautiful experience. Now you're aware of a presence at the back of your head. You see the color amber gold, and you're feeling a light spinning. This is the eighth and a half chakra. This is the chakra that is the filter to make sure that the higher spiritual chakras do not interfere with the human body, to make sure that the higher chakras do not burn out the human body, and that the energy needed is received at the proper time and not too quickly. You feel this filtering chakra spinning in a clockwise position. You're aware of the color amber. You feel a presence, a higher presence, behind that eight and a half chakra. These are the angels sent from the divine to guide the filtering. And now you begin to feel a tingling sensation in the back of your neck, between the two occipital bones. This is your ninth chakra beginning to spin in a clockwise manner. The color is magenta silver. As you feel the chakra spins, feel it open like a cone, spreading out into the universe. During this sensation, you will also feel the top of your head widen and more light begin to come in. Allow this to happen. The ninth chakra is spinning, creating a vibrant laser light from the ninth chakra to the third eye. Feel the third eye begin to spin. The color is indigo. The ninth chakra's magenta is flowing through the pineal gland and the pituitary gland into the third eye, which then floats up to the crown chakra, creating a golden triad. Be aware of this energy. Notice what's happening to you. Notice that your body is being aligned. The spine is even straighter. The chakras are spinning in harmony, and you are drinking in the new energies from the divine. The fifth dimension energies will make you aware, will guide you in your spiritual travels as well as in your spiritual growth. Feel the light coming down through the eighth chakra, around to the ninth chakra, up to the third eye, back to the crown. Then from the crown, down through your seven chakras, and down your legs to the bottom of your feet. Feel this alignment, feel this light converting you and your awareness into the knowledge of the fifth dimension energies. Sit for a moment and allow these sensations to fill you. Now let's expand out to your auric field. you're noticing another strange phenomena happening. You have had in the past three levels to your aura, and now you are feeling a fourth one forming, giving you a circle of light around the body. It is a golden amber circle of light, the fourth auric level of the body. Within the fourth auric level of the body is the eighth chakra and the ninth chakra. Even though the ninth chakra spins out and beyond that level, feel these sensations now as your body expands, beginning to filter out any of the blocks that are holding you back. Ask Spirit to expand you into the fullest knowledge possible of these chakras. Let that happen. Feel the spinning. Stay with it for a few minutes as you listen and drink in Richard's music. Now we are ready to release the chakras. Feel the ninth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the eighth and a half chakra pull away from the back of your head and spin out to the universe. Feel the eighth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the crown center, lotus blossoms coming together as a closed flower and then spinning out into the universe. Release your chakras. Release them so that they can go out and gain more energy and come back to you when you are ready to begin this meditation again. Take your time. Surround yourself with an expansive white gold light. Beyond the aura, beyond the auric egg, this expansive gold-white light reaches out into the universe to protect you, to guide you, to keep you healthy, well, and secure, and also to become the filter of new knowledge as the fifth dimension energies begin their work around your body. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel the oneness with the universe. Feel the oneness with our galaxy system, reaching from the sun all the way back to Pluto. Feel the aura going around the galaxy system. Feel the galaxy system do a shift and align with the center of the Milky Way. Say hello to your sister galaxies, to other worlds beyond other worlds, and to the great universe. Ask the universe and our Creator to bring you into the protection of the divine. Know that you are one with one. Know that you are one with all of your sister galaxies. Know that you are one with the universe. Know that you are one with the divine. Feel and sense that this is a magical, wonderful, miraculous process. Your body is healed. Your mind is healed. Your chakras are aligned. The oneness with the planet and all of the people and the animals on it, as well as all parts of nature, are now one with you. As you think, so others are affected. As they think, so you are affected. You are one. You are that. Bring all of this knowledge into the center of the heart chakra and know that you have done good work. You are now walking with the fifth dimension energies and opening to the heart of the divine.